Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who'll be going with the wild turkey this year, if you know what he means, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, each week at this time, we honor a memo.
We honor a memo.
Because we feel so good about memos and receiving them. How many of you received a memo recently? Applaud if you've received, yes. Very good. How many of you not received a memo recently? How many of you written a memo recently? Oh, you're part of the problem then, aren't you? Okay. Well, here's one that we received. Went to all staff with the subject line, handicap toilet. Good afternoon, folks. It's a folksy memo. Some of them start folksy. Good afternoon, folks. I have a request from M regarding the problem that we seem to be having with the handicap toilet, namely that it is frequently stopped up. Maintenance has evaluated the toilet, because that's what maintenance does. It evaluates toilets. And it seems to be functioning as it was designed to function, so the problem appears to be twofold. First fold, some person or persons is using an inordinate amount of toilet paper. And we know who they are, right? This is pretty obvious in any office who that would be. Please help out and use a normal amount of paper. I don't know a really delicate way to say this, so I'll just come right out and suggest you might want to flush twice. Okay, well put. Second, if you are the person who stops it up, please let someone know ASAP. You're going to rush out, you know, clutching your pants. No one else wants to stumble upon this. And we need to get the situation addressed quickly. Ideally, we would use the main bathrooms that are designed to handle a larger amount of paper, and if they should overflow, are much easier to clean. The way the handicap toilet is positioned, an overflow there will inconvenience many tenants below us. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your consideration. Thank you for that memo on proper use of the handicap toilet. It does not address the question of why they are using the handicap toilet, which is a bigger question and left unanswered in this memo. If you have that memo, send that. And I'm sure it followed this memo as well. Where can they send memos and such?
People can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay, we have a ton of the week coming up. But first, it's an annual tradition around here, the Thanksgiving prayer. You ready for the Thanksgiving prayer?
Music? I am indeed.
Okay.
Look forward to it every single year.
This is called Dessert Errata. Or a prayer of thanksgiving. It goes something like this. Go resignedly to the folks, remembering it's just for a few hours. Though you must make appearances at her side as well as your own, eat with as much relish as you can muster, for this too shall pass. Choose carefully your words, gingerly stepping around your cousin Leah's latest fiasco with the Arthur Murray instructor, and ask not about Marlene. Let on not that you have heard these stories before. I don't hear any music.
I didn't know you wanted any.
Well, I said that. You're ready for
it. Oh, okay. I thought, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a lot better with music. Let on not that you have heard these stories before and utter them not aloud simultaneously, nor anticipate the punchlines. Chew with vigor and bite thy tongue, for the bird hath been cooked since Tuesday. Yet praise it tenderly, for it never heard a compliment in life. Be sage about the dressing, though you know not the origin of the little hard things. Should you bite into a wedding band, return it with discretion. Though it resembles syrup, pour not the Manischewitz on the sherbet. Avoid your Uncle Lou. He is vexatious to the spirit. Kick not your little brother under the table, but show the forbearance of the season and pound him later. Picture Naomi and the kids as alien life forms and learn from them. Shout not at Graham, for she heareth what she chooseth. Though you take on much wine, sing not the Barber of Seville, nor show undue attention to your niece, who has become quite the young lady. If belch thou must, let it not herald the start of a contest. Mince no words over the pie, which passeth all understanding. Above all, say nothing on the ride home, even though the temptation to cite what might have happened but didn't be great. For that, give silent thanks, resolving to firm up those plans for Aruba over Christmas. Amen. Another year, another prayer of thanksgiving. Here's some local holiday-related items here. Actually, good. From Racine. Thank you. Thank you for finally catching up with me, Anna. Racine man accused of drunken turkey theft from Walmart. You probably saw that one. For some reason, they're both Racine here, and I don't mean to portray Racine as some hellhole, which it is not. It's a very nice place, actually, and so near Kenosha, it's convenient. A Racine man faces misdemeanor theft and felony bail jumping charges after police picked him up on allegations of stealing frozen turkeys from a Walmart Wednesday. The Racine Journal-Times reported employees at Walmart Neighborhood Market on Washington Avenue were watching the gentleman after observing him drunkenly munching on loose nuts at a counter. He left the store with two birds in hand, the article said. Outside, he tripped and fell, dropping both frozen Jenny O turkeys. When police approached him, he hid the birds behind a van and told police with slurred speech his wife had bought them. A little seasonal, sorry. And this also is not exactly seasonal, but overwatering plant gets Racine man punched in face. Could be any season, really. A Racine man got punched in the face after overwatering a plant where his house guest was supposed to sleep, the Racine Journal-Times reported. The gentleman of Racine faces misdemeanor battery charges after the incident Monday. He was staying at the victim's home and allegedly became angry, punching him twice in the face after the victim watered a plant above where he was planning to sleep. That's all we know right now. More at 10.